Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints.
Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy.
Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great.
Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O God.
Deliver your people.
Hear us, O God.
You loved us before the world was made.
Hear us, O God.
You rescued the people of your promise.
Hear us, O God.
You spoke through your prophets.
Hear us, O God.
You gave your only Son for the life of the world.
Hear us, O God.
For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven.
Great is your love.
And was born of the Virgin Mary.
Great is your love.
Who by his cross and suffering redeemed the world.
Great is your love.
And has washed us from our sins.
Great is your love.
Who on the third day rose from the dead.
Great is your love.
And has given us the victory.
Great is your love.
Who ascended on high.
Great is your love.
And intercedes for us at the right hand of God.
Great is your love.
For the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Praise be to God.
For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Praise be to God.
For the great cloud of witnesses into which we are baptized.
Praise be to God.
For Sarah and Abraham, Isaac and Rebecca.
Praise be to God.
For Gideon and Deborah, David and Esther.
Thanks be to God.
For Moses and Isaiah, Jeremiah and Daniel.
Thanks be to God.
For Miriam and Rahab, Abigail and Ruth.
Thanks be to God.
For Mary, Mother of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For John who baptized in the Jordan.
Thanks be to God.
For Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary and Martha.
Thanks be to God.
For James and John, Peter and Andrew.
Thanks be to God.
For Paul and Apollos, Stephen and Phoebe.
Thanks be to God.
For all holy men and women, our mothers and fathers in faith.
Thanks be to God.
For the noble band of the prophets.
Thanks be to God.
For the glorious company of the apostles.
Thanks be to God.
For the white-robed army of martyrs.
Thanks be to God.
For cherubim and seraphim, Michael and the holy angels.
Thanks be to God.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O God.
Deliver your people.
Hear us, O God.
Give new life to these chosen ones by the grace of baptism.
Hear us, O God.
Strengthen all who bear the sign of the cross.
Hear us, O God.
Clothe us in compassion and love.
Hear us, O God.
Bring us with all your saints to the river of life.
Hear us, O God.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only God, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takes away the sin of the world. Let us pray. O God, who didst enlighten this most holy night with the glory of the Lord's resurrection, preserve in all thy people the spirit of adoption, which thou hast given, so that renewed in body and soul they may perform unto thee a pure service. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
The epistle reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from the third chapter of Colossians.
Yep.
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Here ends the epistle.
Sequence hymn is 124 in the Blue Book.
Christ is risen from the grave's dark prison, so that our song exulting Christ with comfort lights our eyes. Alleluia. All our hopes were ended had Jesus not ascended. From the grave triumphantly our never-ending life to be. Alleluia.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And the guard shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and began to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Here ends the gospel.
The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
Our sermon text is from Isaiah chapter 55. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. This is our text. Let us pray. O Lord, our Savior, we praise and bless thee that thou was obedient even unto death, and that by your death you crucified the world unto us. And having died for us, you now live and reign with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The items of water, wine, milk, bread are surely a list of rich material blessings which this world provides. Clean water is needed for practically all of humans' life's nutrition and activities. Wine speaks of rejoicing. Milk is symbolic of an abundant homestead, a farm, including milk-producing animals and fields. And bread is the food by which we live, just as we pray, give us our daily bread. We know that all of these items are gifts of God. Now, the author could have gone on to speak of a land flowing with milk and honey, and, well, similar to other places, but Isaiah is simply trying to describe for us the acquisition of great blessings. However, in Isaiah chapter 55, the prophet speaks of an unsatisfied thirst, a condition in which there is great longing for a refreshment which is never realized. Thirst, which is never quenched. He speaks of a person's toilsome labor to acquire the money to purchase, but there is not satisfaction. The people work hard, but without fulfillment. There is only buyer's remorse, a sense of regret after having made the purchase. If we read these verses from Isaiah 55 carefully, we will see that he is not actually speaking of material benefits. He is teaching about spiritual nourishment and spiritual joys and contentment. The Lord God is sending out the prophet to proclaim the gospel. That would be the good news. The first words in the New King James is the word ho. That word is an exclamatory interjection. It's like alas or lo or hey, listen up. God is trying to get our attention. He knows our situation and he desires to bless us with good things. Now many have sought to find happiness and meaning in life, but the advice to which they have listened didn't produce what they desired. Popular culture holds up decadence and sensuality, bigger barns and more stuff. Others have decided the problem must be with their own person, and so they attempt to change themselves by surgery and other means. Still others attempt by activism to change the world around them, thinking then they will be happy. I read an article about Falun Gong. It's a new Chinese sect. It was founded in 1992. It teaches meditation and exercise and a kind of moral philosophy. I'm told 100 million people now practice this religion in over 100 countries. This religion teaches a multiplicity of gods and reincarnation. The leader states, and I quote, "The reason people came to this world and became human was to atone for their sins and karma and to make significant spiritual progress." He goes on to say, "Everything happens in one's life, whether it seems warranted or not. It is, in reality, the karmic consequences of what one did in one's past lives, for better or for worse. The universe is fair. Those who do good are blessed for it, while those who do bad things will face payback, if not in this life, then in the next. End quote. It is to that kind of wacko advice that the prophet Isaiah says, "Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?" In just 30 years, some 100 million people are being misled. The best with this, which this snake oil salesman has to offer, is to start living right and work off your sins. And if you practice meditation, things will get better, either in this life or maybe in the next reincarnation. That's the best he's got. Maybe it sounded good at first, as it strokes your ego to think that you're in charge of your own destiny. But there is no one loving God, only you, trying to make some spiritual progress, as he says. There's no explanation for the presence of evil, either within you or without. There's only resignation and a continual warning that you better do good or you will be punished. And the prophet says, why listen to that which does not satisfy? You see, the only true God, the triune God, is reaching out to those who hunger and thirst but are not satisfied. Saint Augustine once said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Our God wishes to give us spiritual blessings which will satisfy your heart. Those blessings come through the hearing of the word. God says, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight itself in its abundance. Incline your ear to me and come to me and hear, and your soul shall live." I tell you, there is a personal God, and he truly cares, and he loves you. He desires that your soul would be abundantly blessed. He desires to free your soul from its sin so that you live forever with him. These blessings do not require payment or hard labor. He is offering them freely, and he is announcing it to you so that you can come and take them by faith. God says, "Ho, everybody, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." These blessings are centered in Jesus Christ, his only Son. This Jesus is the Son of David, a descendant of the great King. The Heavenly Father made an everlasting covenant with his Son to suffer and die and to take away our sins. And that we might know the truthfulness of this heavenly advice, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. This night, we celebrate his Passover from death to life. God says, "I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and a commander for the people." Through our faith in God's promise, we receive the sure mercies of David. We receive Christ's resurrection. Jesus is our leader and commander. He has defeated the devil. He has defeated evil. The accusations which regard our sinful desires are no longer to be feared. Past sins, they are not controlling our destiny. Buddhist meditation cannot take away the accusations of the law. But Jesus can. The satisfying answer is not harder work, nor can stretching exercises and reciting mantras make us better. You need God's help. Isaiah says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Through the preaching of the word, he has drawn near to help us. His Son has atoned for our sins. Falun Gong, and every other religion in the world, every other one, has the same answers, and they are the same unsatisfying answers. But God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Through the teaching of his word, we learn the way of the gospel, the free forgiveness of sins earned by Christ and received by faith. It is that gospel message alone which can satisfy the broken heart. God says, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Will the Lord's way satisfy? Well, just as God sends rain from heaven and it accomplishes its purpose to cause the grain to grow and feeds the world, so God's word will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. The thirsting soul will be satisfied with the forgiveness of sins drawn from the water, the well of free salvation. We heard Luther's flood prayer where he talks about the water which God provides. Through your resurrection, you will enjoy heavenly portions. Isaiah 25:6 says, "And in this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the leaves." You see, Jesus assures us, "But I say to you, I will not drink this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." The wine of our Lord's Supper is a blessing given out to us, a heavenly portion. St. Peter even speaks of the spiritual milk in 1 Peter 2. "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." I tell you, yes, yes, the Lord's way will satisfy. You will delight in the Lord's abundance, and through the resurrection, your soul will live. I close with the story of St. Polycarp. He died about 160 A.D. He was probably the last surviving person to have known an apostle, that being St. John. St. Polycarp was the bishop of Smyrna. He was arrested by the Roman government for refusing to burn incense to the Roman gods. As Polycarp was an old man, the proconsul tried to get him to apostatize and to say, "Listen, you're old, just burn some incense, just say the word and I will let you go." Polycarp responded, "86 years I have served him and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king and my savior?" Polycarp was martyred. But just as Polycarp was satisfied with Jesus, so will you be. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The offertory, "Create in Me," we stand.
Create in me.
Restore unto me the
Easter prayer. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal and Most Merciful God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we praise and bless Thee that of Thine infinite mercy Thou didst spare Thine own Son, but didst deliver Him up for our offenses and raise Him again for our justification, making Him the firstfruits of them that sleep. O Most Faithful Savior Jesus Christ, we give thanks to Thee for Thy triumphant resurrection, whereby Thou hast abolished death and begotten us again to a lively hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved for us in the heavens. O God, the Holy Ghost, we praise and glorify Thee, that by Thy grace, the blessed consolations of this sacred season are published to all Christian congregations, and that through Thy holy word and sacraments, righteousness and salvation, the treasures of grace purchased and won for us by Christ, are imparted and confirmed to us. O Holy Trinity, bless Thy church, and cause the tidings of life to be told unto the ends of the earth. Comfort us evermore with the assurance that our transgressions are hid and sealed in the grave where our Redeemer lay, and that there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, and walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Withdraw our hearts from all earthly desires and affections, that as pilgrims and sojourners, we may hasten forward to our inheritance of immortality in heaven. While we live, guide us with Thy counsel, and when we die, give us the crown of life, that with all the holy angels and the elect, we may praise and glorify Thee, world without end.
Amen. Thank you.
Dear friends in Christ, in order that you may receive this holy sacrament worthily, it becomes you diligently to consider what you must now believe and do. From the words of Christ, this is my body which is given for you. This is my blood which is shed for you for the remission of sins. You should believe that Jesus Christ is himself present with his body and his blood, as the words declare. From Christ's words, for the remission of sins, you should in the next place believe that Jesus Christ bestows upon you his body and blood to confirm unto you the remission of all your sins. And finally, you should do as Christ commands you when he says, take, eat, drink ye all of it, and this do in remembrance of me. If you believe these words of Christ and do as he therein has commanded, then you have rightly examined yourselves and may worthily eat Christ's body and drink his blood for the remission of your sins. You should also unite in giving thanks to Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for so great a gift, and should love one another with a pure heart, and thus, with the whole Christian church, have comfort and joy in Christ our Lord. To this end, may God the Father grant you his grace through the same, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The communion liturgy is page 144 in your blue book. We stand. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right
so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy,
Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.